Father, we thank you as we open this Supernatural Money Coming Conference, that the revelation and the manifestation that you want to transpire here will be out of your way and give you the glory. And we are thankful tonight that you will speak through our mouth, think through our mind, and revelation knowledge will flow in this place. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. May be seated. There are three major scriptures that I have to look at tonight because the subject matter is somewhat new to the body of Christ in the aspect of prosperity, wealth, and increase, and abundance. I want to make sure, step by step, a lot of things over the 25 years I've gone over and over again. I've worked these principles myself, and they work, they manifest. It takes time for you to learn, but you can do it if you're a child of God and want to learn. Now, money cometh is a prophetic seed revelation. I want you to write that down. Money cometh is a prophetic seed revelation. The money just don't come, but you recognize when I begin to minister this word, turn to Matthew 25. I begin to minister this word, people freely begin to sow on the altar. I would call it the altar, the step, but that's the altar. I remember one time they changed it. Three things I had to stop. One time they started bringing it up here, and I told them, take it back to the altar. Another thing I had problem with going to some churches sometime, they grabbed buckets. They wanted to put buckets on both sides or bring a bucket, but the Lord said, no, stop that. Don't let that. That's not part of the revelation. You see, it's not. You're not constrained naturally to bring the money. You bring it on your own free will. There's something about that. We'll see that in Scripture. Another thing is they start singing songs about money coming. And I wouldn't move my leg or nothing. I just sat there. I didn't want to be contrary. You know, I didn't want to cut them because I was bringing this this new movement of anointing in finances in the church. So I just had to be cool about it, and then finally they just died out because money coming is not a song. It's a prophetic word for the body of Christ. Two words I could use, endless, eternal revelation. That for 27 years, and it never lost any value or any power. So when you write it down, money comes as a prophetic seed revelation. I think that land on the altar is prophetic, and what it's doing is prophesying to your future finances. Yes, sir. Every time somebody laid money on that altar, and last week they laid $1,000 on the altar, and everywhere I go they do it. So let's look, first of all, in Matthew 25. There's a story there. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I may come back to it later on. But there's a specific verse there, and I'm going to give you two more verses to go with it. In Matthew 25, verse 15. Now, that is a powerful verse if it's understood properly. And it lets you know that in finances, you're not going no further than your seed. You see, your seed determine the distance you can go in divine finances. I would say it like that. Yes, in abundant wealth, your seed is the determining factor. So you're going to have faith because that seed look like it cannot produce nothing. But that's the pregnancy of wealth, increase in abundance is in that seed. Yes, sir. Now, here in this lesson, the one man didn't do what right with it. He hid the money, but the 15th verse, I want you to see something about seed growing in your sowing. Right there, I like that. Yes, growing in your sowing. Developing in your sowing. Yes, becoming matured in your sowing. Now, I'm preaching money coming right now. Yes, sir. Becoming matured in your sowing. And so he said in this parable, the story told, in my Bible, it's right, the stewardship of talent. One was given five, one was given 2,000. Some translators say one was given 1,000. But this 15th verse said, unto one he gave 5 talent, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man, now this is very important, to every man according to his several ability, according to what he could handle, according to what he was not going to hide.
Yes, sir.
According to what he was not going to save up for hard time, but he was going to continue to sow.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Several ability, and straightway he took his journey. All right, so what I want you to see in that verse is that there are different levels of sowing. And that you determine how much God can trust you with.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
How much money gonna come to you have to be decided in your sowing. Now, listen to me. Let me get a new light out just so I can holler at me every now and then. Listen to me, new light. I'm going to 2 other verses, then I'll begin to plow. I have a prophecy here I got to give, a prophetic word about your money. But I got 2 other verses we got to go and I want you to go ahead and take the word give, planning, sowing, all the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're the same thing. So I would. The word sowing is the word we want to deal with, sowing, becoming a sower, bona fide sower. And look at Luke 6:38. You know that by heart, but I want to take it along with the scripture. Give every man according to his several ability, his ability to give, his ability to sow. You have to first be proven before God can manifest finances in you in such a way that you don't have enough. You don't have to count it.
Yes, sir.
That's in the prophecy. You have so much money, you don't have to count it. You count it when you get ready. Now, you know how we count, right?
Yes, sir.
Every 5 minutes. You try to find out. So, you know, when you, and that's the way the church been, but the Lord has sent me to pull you out of that.
Yes, sir.
Prophetically. Now, there in Luke 6:38, it says, give, that word give, I'll say it without a dictionary or without any theological backup. That word simply means sowing. Because if that word don't mean sowing, what these other words mean?
Yes, sir.
Harvest, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, we can see that. So he said, give, give. Now, make a note. I'm going to make a note on giving. Giving, our next verse going to tell us, giving. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it. We got the word give there. I want you to put your finger down. I want you to go to the next text now. I want you to go to 2 Corinthians. And we'll come back to this verse because we don't know how to handle this verse yet. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we're going to look at a text. They're going to tell us how to handle this verse, and then we'll start getting into the meat of things for this opening night. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Well, let's look at verse 6. 6 and 7. Then we're going back to Luke 6:38. Then we're going back to Matthew 25:15.
Yes,
then we know why one gets so much and the other one don't get.
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
You with me out there? So locate yourself tonight.
Yes,
there will come an anointing. There will come faith. Mm-hmm. The glory of God will come to bring you to financial freedom.
Yes,
but I want you to locate it. You've heard some of these things, but the Lord won't put it together in such a way tonight that you just can't go to Luke 6:38. I mean, we've been quoting it, but the good measure pressed down, shaken together have never showed up yet. It's because there's a certain way that first word in Luke 6:38 has to be addressed in a certain way. That's why I like this free will giving. You know, that's why I don't do it in these meetings, pulling for money and sending out handkerchiefs and flags and all that. I don't have no time for that. I want people to learn the principles that God wants them to have. And do it and watch the results.
Yes, sir.
So here in this verse, in 2 Corinthians 9:6, But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Isn't that something? And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Now, verse 7 take us back to Luke 6:38. Every man according as his purpose in his heart, purpose in his soul, purpose in his inner man. Purpose in the soul reveals what it takes to have a prosperous soul.
Yes, sir.
See, a prosperous soul has to be a sowing soul.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
See, a prosperous soul have to see every money transaction they go through what you want me to sow.
Yes, sir.
See, so now when revelation come about the soul, people might, they don't want to put sowing in there. Mm-hmm. But sowing and a prosperous soul,
yes,
go
sir.
Together.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes. And so now he's going to tell you your purpose in your heart. I'm a soul, whether anybody else sow or not.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm a soul when I got a little, I'm a soul when I got plenty. Listen, he said, every man according to his purpose in his heart, all right, that's a prosperous soul there now. So let him give. Now that word give is sowing, because the 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9 is talking about sowing.
Yes, sir.
Not grudgingly. Uh-oh. Or of necessity. Those two words have robbed the body of Christ, because I'm giving, but I'm not getting nothing back. I'm giving, but nobody never explained to me fully how this thing worked. Then when a revelation like money come, they talk against it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Despise not prophesying. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. So a lot of people finance it. They have grieved the Holy Spirit because they have not flowed what God wants them to do. And notice at the end now, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Now, every good gift and every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of life. When you say God, see, when God expresses his love. See, he's God, so he has to overwhelm you with love. If you're doing something right, God got to do something just to show you that he appreciated what you're doing. But God heavy-handed.
Yes, sir.
God don't have, he don't get no $50. God, you just, I'm trying to express how, you know, God loves it. God, you make God love you in your sowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See that boy right there? See that God right there? They'll sow.
Yes, sir.
Now, go back to Luke 6:38 now. And then we're going to start on this journey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How long will it be? 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just going to shut down when I shut down.
Yes, sir.
You just better catch on while I'm talking.
Right. Yes,
sir. Oh, he talking about shutting down now. Give me a pen. No, I've said a lot already.
Yes,
because your finance is about to shift. I'm going to give you this prophecy in a few moments and show you what kind of shifting about to take place in your life. It's what the Lord told me in prayer time. So in Luke 6:38 now, you can understand it better now. See, it's not any kind of giving. Now, you can stir up the rest of that voice now from this night forward. Yeah. If your heart, you're going to give a seed or you're going to tie and your heart not right, go back. Go to the bathroom. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Get your heart straight, all right? Give. It must be some reason this hasn't been working. It must be some reason. God ain't lying. Jesus is not lying. He said, give. So we've been sowing, but how you been sowing? You've been sowing because somebody wrapped their arm around you and tell you you're going to hell or something like that. For sowing, that's not no freedom.
Right.
I watch these people come to the altar. They can't wait till I stand up. They're coming, man.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So he said, give. Is it possible this revelation of connecting 2 Corinthians 9 and 7 and Luke 6:38? might cause some things to go off in your life.
Yes, sir.
By meditation. Mm-hmm. If you meditate those two verses, before I give, before I go to Luke 6:38, let me look at 2 Corinthians 9:7. Let me meditate it for. And when I go over here, I'm going over here with the goods that they should go. Do you see it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Some reason, the second part of this verse, we got to the first word. The first word holding this verse down.
Yes, sir.
And so when money come and came with seed, people sowing on the altar, that's the prophetic connection between the prophetic word money coming and sowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, your seed makes your money supernatural. Oh my God. See, sowing make your money supernatural.
Yes, sir.
The second part or the finishing part of Luke 6:38, when you leave give, you don't step off in supernatural money.
Yes,
supernatural result.
Yes,
look at it saying.
Yes,
it's supernatural. And it shall be given unto you. And then the Lord said, I'm going to tell you how. Good measure. Press down. Third, that's third, isn't it? Shaken together and running over. Whew. And we just found out how to activate that. I got to get off this voice. But we just found out how to activate it. We got to know how he wants us to give it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so those two voices are dancing in the spirit now and in your life that just this aspect of the teaching should change your life, because you have to know, you have to get stirred up, you have to have a given anointing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't have to worry about the men. They're going to give to you that last part of it, because you hooked up with him, and God will cause money to come to you through different men and women.
Yes, sir.
One God, one souls, but many channels. Money coming is a prophetic seed revelation. And I made for this week, I'll tell you again how I received it in the supermarket. But it manifests the revelation, listen, and manifestation, listen, and demonstration that God loves a cheerful giver. In my prayer time, the Holy Spirit revealed this divine combination to me. It's a divine combination of Matthew 25:15 and Luke 6:38 and 2 Corinthians 8:7. Now, turn to Genesis 12. Let's take these points down one by one. All right, New Life, you here? All right, listen. You tap in properly with the money cometh anointing, by prompt to do cheerful sowing. In other words, that's how it came together. That's how I talked to two millionaires. Local millionaires. They come to him. One says they had $3 million. And I don't know how many the young man had. He said he was a millionaire. And he said, I've been listening to all your stuff.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He said, my sister bring it to me. I'm listening to it. He said, yeah. He said, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And love God. That's the good thing about it. Now, I never have preached this text as I want to, because there's too much, there's so much in it that we need to see. Genesis chapter 12, there's such a connection here. There's such, God uses men. And there's such a connection here with this Abram call here in Genesis 12. And let me tell you again, because you're going to go to Galatians 6:2 on this point. You tap in properly with the money cometh anointed. Money cometh anointed. Say money cometh anointed. Now that's not a regular anointing. That's a money anointing.
Yes, sir.
And see, for 25 years, they have not run me back in. See, you talk about money. Talk about money. They just stole slang, but I'm not going back in because I'm out to stay.
Yes, sir.
The body of Christ got to get there. I've seen so many people's life change. Testimony I told last week, a young man out of debt.
Yes,
everything paid for. Young man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All right. Now, so by prompt to do cheerful sowing. And you know you got to have purpose in your heart to do that. Mm-hmm. And nobody twisting your arm.
Right.
All right. So in Genesis 12, 1, it give us a lineup of what God is aiming to do by you sowing and by you having Saul to sow in properly. Now the Lord said unto Abram, I'm in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 12. We're talking about money cometh is a prophetic seed revelation. Now in this text, good God Almighty, we are going to see the working of prophetic seeds.
Yes, sir.
We're going to see prophetic sowing. Because when I say prophetic sowing is the future is told before you sow the seed. Prophetic sowing. Everybody say prophetic sowing.
Prophetic sowing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you're sowing, you already know what's gonna happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't have to know how it's gonna happen.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to know who he's gonna use. You don't have to know where it's gonna happen at.
Right, right.
Because he owns the whole world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have to have trust in him. He told me do this.
Yes,
he always come through. So tonight we're talking about prophetic sowing.
Uh-huh.
Sowing connected to the future.
Yes, sir.
Not worried.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Now watch what happened here. Now the Lord, Genesis 12, 1, I want you to see. Now the Lord had said unto Abram. Who he said it to?
Abram.
Abram. All right, Abram. Abram. You see anybody else that he said anything to?
No, sir.
Oh, you're talking to Abram, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. All right? Now, I could assure you he's talking about the land of blessing. Okay? And I will make thee, make who?
Abraham.
A great nation.
Yep.
And I will bless thee, bless who? And make thy name great. Who name great?
Abraham.
Now, underline this next statement. Because the body of Christ got to see this. And thou shall be a blessing.
Yes,
now, preaching in New Orleans, the Lord revealed to me, after proper sowing time and a sowing life, God turned you into Saul.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't hear me? Y'all didn't hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
See, yeah, men and women start looking for you because you become a magnetizing Saul that are pushing, no, if I sow in her, if I sow in him,
yes,
I know I'm going to get my breakthrough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But after a lot of cheerful giving, levels rising, you did you hear what I said?
Yes,
level rising. Don't get stuck at a number. The number you get stuck at is where it's going to leave you at.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you know, in sowing, that's a little trembling. If you never tremble so, you ain't sowed yet.
Yes, sir.
what am I doing here? Why, my mind? Yeah, you got to sometimes get out your mind.
Yes, sir.
Now, notice he talking to Abraham, and he said, thou shalt what? Be a blessing.
Yes,
all right, let's see how he's going to be a blessing now. And I will bless them that bless thee.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You think you're talking about? You think you're talking about hallelujah?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
He's talking about sowing in there.
Yes, sir.
See, whoever sow in you,
yes, sir.
I'm gonna empower them to live like you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I'm about to bless you.
Yes, sir.
Now watch. I will bless them that bless thee, And I'll curse them that curse them. We're not going to talk about that, all right? We're not going to talk about that. I won't be nice tonight. But no, to that part. And indeed, all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, I'm going to say, I'm going to get out, way out there. I think the call that he put on Abraham,
yes, sir,
when I was in that supermarket,
yes, sir,
he placed that call,
yes, sir,
and the same anointing,
yes,
that he placed on Abraham on me,
yes, sir,
for the body of Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I think to all the families of the earth be blessed. I think every family, New Life, every family that's connected, you're connected with your pastor connected to me. The Abraham covenant and the Abraham blessing, money coming, will manifest in your life like never before. Just be faithful. Listen at your man and woman of God, because they're preaching right along the line with me. They're connected. Woo!
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to bring this further, because a lot of times people don't understand this. Go to Galatians chapter 6. And we'll use the skipper voice and go to another voice, but we're going to that real voice tonight. I want you to see this. You know, and then Lot got connected and disconnected. And when he did, he disconnected from everything. He lost everything, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he did. He did. We ain't got to be running around here tonight. I want y'all need some money. Money coming is based on you knowing about giving, you knowing about sowing properly. That's when the manifestation is going to come.
Yes, sir.
Say, I want my money.
I want my money.
Now!
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. See, now, the preachers who don't understand my assignment will say, all he's talking about is money. I done pastored a church for 40 years. I got people in, what your people doing now? I ain't received a call. We've been out of the sanctuary 3 months. They fighting. They know what to do. I get money. They're showing money and send me a letter and say, thank you for what you taught us.
Yes, sir.
So I must have taught them something besides just money.
Right.
Right.
Stop judging with your knucklehead self and get a hold of this thing, man, and get blessed. Do like Pastor Derek did. Get a hold of this thing, man. Get from under that dead stuff. Get where you can flow and the glory of God can be in your life. I could feel it in the letter. I read his letter. I feel, you say, I'm a free man. Yeah, I feel it. I sense it. I sense his presence.
Yes, sir.
Always had the potential. Just need to get to it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I know his preaching have changed. I know his church have changed. Notice here in Galatians now, we're working from one point here. You tap in properly with the money cometh anointing by prompted or by properly cheerful sowing. And I showed you how in those three voices when I started off. And I showed you that's different categories. I wonder what category you are, 34, 64, 104. I wonder where you at.
Yes, sir.
See, only you know. Here now this voice, the average preacher can't preach this voice, because this voice is a insinuation if you're in a bad situation. If you don't have no money, you can't preach this voice. Preachers can't preach this. Broke preachers can't preach this. And the reason, I'm going to tell you the reason why, because people think they're trying to get over on them. So the people can't hear what the Lord's saying for trying to hold their wallet. Oh, yeah, you don't need to shout me down up in here. I'm preaching good here tonight. Look, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. See, we used to jump to verse 7. But my Bible got it connected with verse 6.
Yes, sir.
My Bible reads sowing and reaping. And it start out at verse 6.
Yes, sir.
It does not start out at verse 7. We back to Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Who, yeah?
Yes, sir.
We back the same thing. He said what? He going to bless who? Those that bless who?
Him.
Abram. I put the anointing on him.
Yes, sir.
See, this, the reason this anointing is so rare, this is not a slinging anointing.
Yes, sir.
You have to have stability. You have to have integrity to wear this kind of anointing.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't get no little bottle of water and all that stuff, different color and all that stuff, come from Jerusalem and send $80 and all that stuff. Man, you can't be doing that to God's people. You understand what I'm saying? You can't be doing that to God's people, boy.
Yes.
See, you got to have integrity,
yes,
to wear this kind of anointing. People just get up and then just sow and sow like they're out of their mind.
Yes, sir.
And then when the offering tray go by, they put more money in it. Let him that is taught in the word. The next word is what?
Communicate.
What that word mean?
Soul.
Yep, that's what it mean. Communicate unto him that teaches in all good things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said in Abraham.
Yes,
sir. See, now another aspect is the art of sowing is an aspect of respecting the one who teaching you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, the Lord brought it with that. The Lord said, because they can't get there without knowing this.
Mm-hmm.
I got a few people in there, they ain't saying amen. Y'all say amen. After verse 6, then he said, now be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever man soweth, that should he also reap. Suppose you skip verse 6. And try to sow.
Yes, sir.
Out of order. Divine order, laws, and principles. Now, I don't hold you, body of Christ, for this. I hold the pulpit for this, for improper teaching for so long in traditional setting.
Yes, sir.
Not letting you know how this thing really work. For he that soweth in his flesh shall reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall Spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. As money say, all the families of the earth be blessed in Genesis, right? Especially, what do you say? Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now, in the early church, they sold everything they had and pooled the money together and said they laid the money at the apostles' feet. That's scripture. That's what it says. See. Now, money don't come by praying or praising. Money comes by sowing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, I know some people pray, boy. They pray, they move the bench. But they ain't got no money. Because the divine principle is money coming by sowing.
Yes, sir.
Say that with me. Money coming. Money cometh supernaturally.
Money comes supernaturally.
By sowing. We're not talking about a job now. We're not talking about working for money. We're talking about sowing.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? God way of sowing. All right. We got 1,100 connected.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. Yeah, because I tell them, tell these people to register, because I ain't gonna be holding these meetings if they don't show up.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Wear me out. And then, you know, so money don't come by praying. Oh, Reverend, don't tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Or praising. Oh, Reverend. Money coming by sowing.
Yeah.
Now, praying and praising supposed to prep you to sow. You have to know God, trust God, before you will sow your way out. And sow the money in. Let me give it again. You have to know God and trust God before you will sow your way out. Sow your way out.
Yes, sir.
And sow the money in.
Yes, sir.
Sow your way out of debt and sow the money in.
Yeah.
Remember Luke 6:38 now?
Yes, sir.
And remember what give mean now?
Yes,
give mean your purpose in your heart.
Yes,
you're a cheerful giver.
Yes,
you're not giving sparingly.
Yes, sir.
Prophetic seeds are seeds that prophesy to your financial future and demand the proper outcome. The seed doing that.
Yes, sir.
God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit gave or put that much power in the laws and principle of sowing and reaping.
Yes, sir.
Listen to it again. Prophetic seeds. See, money cometh, makes seeds that's sown in its revelation prophetic. And it's already looking in the future because they tell you money coming.
Yes, sir.
God, dog, man. Y'all, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, the money coming, it's predicting the future.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Prophetic seeds are seeds that prophesy to your financial future and demand the proper outcome. I'll never be broke another day in my life. That's prophesied to it right there. See, if you're a sower and you're sowing in an anointing such as this that came from God to the church, it's happening all the time. I just told you about 2 millionaires.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how many millionaires this revelation have made. Some hide it.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get to them so they can get 2 million. And, then and 3 million, 4 million, 5 million.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Endless million.
Yes, sir.
So we know seeds demonstrate in 34, because all three of those seeds were sown in good ground. I read that. All three of those, they told about the other ground, but the other one was sown in good ground, but according to what level it is, they produced the fold.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You're not going to 64 if you haven't qualified in 34. Yes. That's where we go back to that text in Matthew. That Bible, that boy was given that one talent, and I see why he was given $1,000, because he buried it.
Yes,
now, giving releases a gratitude anointing. I never heard of a gratitude anointing. It makes you thankful. You're thankful. Now, the power of the seed to produce prosperity promotion. Prosperity promotion is in the seed given cheerfully, willfully.
Yes, sir.
Everyone who properly studied in the scripture, the sower, the seed, and the sow, and begin to sow properly, will enter into an unstoppable prosperity lifestyle.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to give it to you again because
yes, sir.
It didn't have done me something up here. Ah, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Everyone who properly studied in the scriptures, the sower, the seed, and the sow, and begin to sow properly, and I've told you how just in this section tonight,
yes, sir,
will enter into an unstoppable prosperity lifestyle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, the government can't stop it. The pandemic can't stop it.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, I better skip you now and go show one that because I'm about to close this. I've been preaching about 40 minutes now. Listen. Put this down in a note. I'm going to skip a little bit and give you this. Go to Genesis chapter 26, and I'm going to make a statement. Real sowers always trust the seed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't care what time it is, what it looked like.
Yes, sir.
They know the reason members of Word of Life Christian Center, the one been listening to me, don't have to worry. Mm-hmm. They know they got a seed. So, I mean, if you listen to the forecast and all this stuff, I mean, you know, they're trying to open stuff up, open the bowling alley back up, and whiskey places back up. Them places don't need to be open now.
Yes, sir.
People dying.
That's right.
That's money deals there. Go with me to Genesis 26, and we'll close. And I'll take up in the morning. I think I really preach on this seed this week. Yeah, money comes connection to the seed, you see. And then from now on, new life, when you sow, when you give your tithe, you prophesy unto your finances.
Yes, sir.
And increase it every chance you get. Don't be scared. Increase it.
Yes, sir.
Take it from someone who have done this. And I'm living in the results.
Yes, sir.
And I don't hide it from the body of Christ.
Right.
Come on.
So Genesis 26. I want you to see this. Just going to get a part of this. Show you. Verse 1. Look at verse 1. Genesis 20. There was a what?
Famine.
What famine mean?
Lack.
All right. Scarceness. In the land, right? And then he said, beside the first famine that was in the day of Abraham, and Isaac went unto Amalek, king of the Philistine, unto Gerar. Now, skip to verse 12. And the statement is, in my closing today, with what you've learned about the seed and what you've learned about the prophetic seed, the prophecy, I want you to see now what a prophetic seed would do. Yes, when you connect and you understand the thing that we talked about tonight, it doesn't matter how things look. It doesn't matter what other people say. You're living on another scale, another level. Here, it's a famine. Look what this man did in verse 12. Then Isaac sold in that land. Mm-hmm. What land? 12:1.
Yeah.
In the famine land.
Yes, sir.
And received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him.
Yes,
you see that?
Yes, sir.
And listen, that statement is all about a seed.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Verse 12 is about a seed. About the power that a seed has in it.
Yes, sir.
If you sow it properly.
Yes, sir.
And here tonight, simply as it is, God have trained us in one session how to sow properly.
Yes, sir.
How to activate Luke 6:38.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Yes. When you activate Luke 6:38, you activate 2 Corinthians, I want you to peep at it, 9 and 8. You activate it also. And you read an Amplified Bible, just be sure you don't leave your car.
Yeah, that's right.
You start running. Let's just see what happened. And the man waxed great. And the man went forward.
Yes, sir.
And the man grew until he became very great. What did that? A seed. Good God Almighty. For he had, oh yeah. For he had, oh yeah. For he had, oh yeah, glory to God. Oh, thank God nobody can misquote this scripture.
Yes, sir.
For he had a possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants. And the Philistine,
yes,
envied him. They didn't sow, but they envied him. Mm-hmm. For all the well which his father's servant had did in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistine, had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Amalek said to Isaac, go from us. For that sowing have made you much mightier than we.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what it is. So let's close. Let's understand now. You can't move in Luke 6:38 without 2 Corinthians 9:7.
That's right.
How many got that?
Yes,
yeah, so you pause and wait until you get in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit can give you that, and you're so cheerfully, man.
Yes, sir.
I've seen people run the soul.
Yes,
I've seen people sowing, crying. You know, I've seen people sow thousands of dollars, just excited about it.
Yes.
A lady, just today, it was the day, huh? Lady sent $4,000, I don't know. She been watching, I got two letters here. Man got a $2,000 increase. It's just happening.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But teaching people properly. So money coming is connected with the prophetic seed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, when you say money coming, you prophesy, but the seed activated.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, when I was talking to the Lord this afternoon, he said, it's not just pulling,
mm-hmm.
it's planting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of times people just pulling, money coming. Yeah, or you're planting. Have their arm been anywhere else? you understand? And so we'll take up tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning we'll take up. I might hit right along this line. I told you I had a prophecy. And You won't get it till tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I close. Y'all gonna clap or what?
Yes, sir.
New Life, I want you to call your other members. Make sure all your members connected, so y'all help Pastor call the other members and tell them to be online, because once this conference is over, your church will never be the same. Your finances will never be the same,
right?
Because impartation, even though you're in Pensacola and I'm here in Louisiana, but impartation is taking place in your church because y'all connecting this y'all meeting.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Amen.